Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It's 107.3 KISS FM, Rick and Smiley Mornings, number one for R&B. It's Mel's of the MIC with two very special guests joining me on the phone line right now. You'll be able to see these gentlemen as part of the Flashback Funk Fest this Sunday at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory in Irving. They're one of the legendary bands of not only the 70s, the 80s, up until today. I got both two members. Of the legendary Zap Band. I got Luster and Terry Troutman on the phone line with me today. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Hey, man, we happy and blessed to be here on the show with Males on the Radio. Hey, listen, man, we got one good thing to say to you. Hit 'em, Zap.
What's happening, Males on the Radio? What's happening, K-I-S-A? What's happening, How you doing? All right.
Yeah, that's when you know it's officially for real, Zap on the phone line. For real. Got the talk box in the building. And, man, it's so exciting to have you guys come through for the Flashback Funk Fest. And let's go ahead and get started, man, with folks who may not be familiar with the background. Of course, rest in peace to y'all brother Roger, of course, the legend who introduced the talk box into the norm of music. But you guys are a family band, and this is still a family business. How did you guys get started? And whoever want to answer that, you can go ahead and take it. How did you as a family band, you guys get started?
Now, wait a minute. Now, this is recorded. Now, you asked about 15 questions. Now, I'm sorry. Listen, this is in Tyler, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, Tyler, listen, all the listeners out there, Mel, he said he was going to do this to us. He said this is going to be debate-style interview. Okay, so now, look, you won, Mel, you done won. Okay, now, which question is it?
I'm just trying to keep my black job right now. Anyway, I'm just trying to keep my black job like a certain president said last night.
Yeah, you got it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, let me go ahead and start by saying, how did you guys get started as far as the band, as far as Zap Band? How did it all come together?
We started, I'm going to take you way back, but then I'm going to make it real brief. We started with my dad and then my brother, Roger. When Roger brought me in, I'm Lester, Roger brought me in, and then we brought in my brother, Larry, and then we brought in our younger brother, Zap, or Terry, call him Zap. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we were a local band. We toured all around the U.S., man, and we were blessed enough to meet up with Bootsy. His brother came to one of our shows in Cincinnati, and he gave us a number to call. We called the number that was Bootsy. Bootsy said, come on, I'm going to take you to Detroit. He took us to Detroit, and we met up with George. And George said, okay, let's go in, and we start cutting. And we met when made More Bounce to the Ounce. We start recording in the 70s, and we got this More Bounce to the Ounce. It came out in June of 1980, and we had a number one record out the box and a gold album to follow that. And the rest is history, and every one of our albums after that has been gold and platinum. So, man, there you go.
There you go. That's how quick and fast you can explain it. And of course,
I did it real quick for the listeners, so you could edit that up.
No doubt, I appreciate it. And also, and of course, Zap Terry, you still rocking with the talk box, man? How did that invention come about, and you guys' use of it?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Mel. You know, I think that since it's like 1 o'clock over here, our time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 2 o'clock and Mel, I haven't had my medication yet, you know, so I'm gonna let Lester answer that.
Okay? Hey, Mel, now listen, Tyler, right. Mel, I want y'all to know I'm over here. I'm sitting in the bus. We get ready to leave to head for East Texas. Now we headed for Dallas. We get ready to be leaving in a few hours. I'm sitting in the bus back here in the back. Okay, I got my iced tea here, man. I got my sunglasses on. I got my straw hat on and my shorts, and I'm ready to go, man. And he on the other side of the, way on the other side of the building. I didn't pay him to say that. So, but anyway, our dad. I mean, you know, when we were kids, man. We were always inquisitive. Roger and I started playing, man. Roger taught me how to play. Mm-hmm. All right, and I was four when I started playing, and. We were always inquisitive, man. You know, we always had our ear to the ground as young kids, man. And when we first heard the talk box, probably from Stevie Wonder or some of the rock guys, let me see, what's his name? Joe Walsh and Peter Frampton and mm-hmm. them kind of guys, Sly Stone. Hey, man, we were there. They said, hey, Dad, well, how's this done? How's this done? And he went and got with one of his friends who lived right down at the end of the alley. Billy Coleman, and he went down there and he says, hey, look, I could probably make that work. And he figured it out and he set it up for Roger, and Roger took the thing, man, and perfected it. As you said, he brought it to the mainstream. All of the other artists that I mentioned, Stevie and Sly and even the rock guys, Frampton and Joe Walsh, they always did a hook in a song. Like even Stevie did it for Shaka, you know, tell me something, tell me. And what we did, what we were able to do, and what Roger did, he perfected it so well. We came out with More Bounce, and it was a whole song with the talk box, hooks, background, all of it with the talk box. So that was amazing, man. And you know, from there up to now, and all of the, you know, the kids, well, now they're all grandfathers now, but the kids, after we came out, they started sampling it, they started emulating it, and then the auto tune came in, and man, and we had. Come on, man. Everybody doing it. It's a beautiful thing, you know.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
That's a beautiful thing.
No doubt. Once again, I'm on the phone with Terry and Lester Troutman of the Zap Band. They're going to be performing this Sunday at the Flashback Folk Fest along with Morris Day at the Time. Jody Watley is on that bill. Midnight Star, Confunction. It's going to be crazy, man. Get your tickets right now at LiveNation.com and also inside the KISS app. Tap on the KISS tickets button so you can be in the building Sunday night for this big show. And one of the things you mentioned was the hip-hop artist and how your music is pretty much the sound. Y'all music is the sound of the West Coast. Is that accurate?
I love for you to say it like that, man. But hey, that's a good feeling. I tell you that, man.
Y'all, some guys from the Midwest. You guys crafted a sound that is pretty much the dominant sound on the West Coast, and all these rappers just crazy sampling y'all records to this day. I mean, it's to this day that they're still sampling you guys.
Hey, man, you know, when we do interviews, people ask us, they say, hey, man, you know, did you know it was going to be like that? And I always say, yeah, you know, I even got the back of the cornflakes box that we wrote it on. Hey, man, at 2:19, this is 1973 when we're recording this, and 2018 and 2020, it's going to be recorded again, and we're going to have a guy come in. Hey, no, we didn't know, man. God, man. We had no idea, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you had...
Hey, can I say something to you, man?
Yeah, go ahead.
You keep saying, but Terry Trap. Man, look, call him Zap. That's my... That's it. Look.
Look, I'm just Zap, trying... I'm just, again, I'm just trying to be professional and keep my black job like President Trump said.
You lose it because you go to Terry Troutman and let's go, man.
Well, let me ask you this, because of course you guys couldn't predict the future, but one thing you guys did get correct, I will say this, is the song Computer Love. Y'all correctly predicted that everybody's going to be starting to try to find love on the computer nowadays.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you can talk Zap about it, man. You know, it ain't nothing. It's nothing that we plan for. That's all I can say.
Yeah, Zap, tell me about that. I mean, the Computer Love song is still getting played to this day. It seemed like you guys were 20 to 30 years, light years ahead of your time when talking about that kind of stuff.
Hey, man, let's see. All I can say is that Lester and I were there, and it was Lester, after Roger, Lester made the majority of the song. Mm-hmm. And I was with Roger, man. We're going to have to give that to Roger. He just... You remember those Radio Shack computers, Mel?
Yeah, yes, sir. Those Tandy computers.
They was big. Yeah, they was about 60 inches, man, in them days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that guy, now what made him talk about computers, we don't know, but we're going to roll with it.
It's amazing, man. I'm listening to this after you right, man. That it was Tandy, man, Tandy, Radio Shack. You know, it was amazing, man. But what Roger was in, what he was thinking about, who knows? Only God knew, man. And for something to take off like that, come on, man. Come on. How did we know that?
We all still trying to figure out, but I always say every time we play Computer Love, you guys were prophets, man. You guys were prophets for that one, because that's what you see now. Everybody with their face on the phone on the computer trying to find somebody to be with.
Hey, man. We travel all over the world to this day. I mean, when we go to Asia, when we go to Europe, it does South America. I mean, it doesn't matter. The song comes on and the people love it and know the words, and it's the most amazing thing to look out in the audience and see the little kids singing along, man. Wow, that's you know, how were we supposed to know that?
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
That leads me to my next question, because it has to be amazing seeing folks that were probably around for the original run of Zap when you guys were first out and had number one albums and stuff like that. Now you fast forward 20, 30 years later, and now you see the same folks who were at your first shows. Now they're bringing their kids to the shows, and the kids love the music.
Grandkids, Mel.
Grandkids at that.
Grandkids to the show.
That's right. We're going to see a lot of those this Sunday at the Flashback Funk Fest, my people. Make sure you get your tickets to see the Zap Band. You don't want to miss out. It's an awesome show. And, of course, since you guys are still working, still touring, and still hitting these streets.
Heavily
in our day. Do you guys still have time to create new music, or is there new music you guys been working on, or is this strictly let's just stay on this road and keep getting this going?
Both. But the focus and the majority of the time is on the road, you know. And we are doing new music. We are working on new music. We did a show at South by Southwest. There in Austin, right? Just a few months ago with Bootsy, and we went out with Bootsy. He's from Cincinnati, right? And we are now presently doing dates with touring with Bootsy. So it's amazing, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. So between that and in the studio, yes. The answer is yes, yes, yes.
No doubt.
Slowly, but yes.
That's a beautiful thing, though, to see that come full circle, to find, you know, Boosie discovered y'all, and now here y'all are.
Absolutely.
All these years later, still doing shows together.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, man.
Absolutely. And, man, just, you know, telling that story, it seems they're in disbelief, but it's just true, man. It happened back one years ago. I ain't gonna say, what's it? Something happened to the phone. How many years ago? Years ago. It happened so many years.
A lot of years ago. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Happened a lot of years ago, man. Mm-hmm. And, like you said, full circle, man. Our brothers are gone, and it's amazing, man. We're still going on and still friends and still able to get down the road together. That is just nothing but God, nothing but, man.
And still, And still see y'all as a family together, man. I think that's the most beautiful aspect of this thing, of the Zap Band, is that you guys are still family and you're still together and still out here working together to bring, you know, something great to the masses.
Yeah, and, you know, Terry don't want to say nothing because he took my $15 because it was his turn to buy McDonald's last night. He did. And I'm telling you now, I'm mad about it.
Hey, yeah, you know, and truth of the matter, Mel, is that he keeps calling me Terry, and you know I'm worried about the IRS. You know, I keep looking over my shoulder, man, and I don't want to. You know, they got that AI. I don't want them to pick my voice up, man.
Well, look, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and just use the talk box from here on out for the rest of this interview. All right.
Can I do a tag?
Make sure you
tag.
Give your brother his $15.
See, that's my agent. See, you got me. Mel got me.
Look, give me your $15. No.
Give me my money, man.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Oh, man, this is great, man. I appreciate you guys giving me time, man. Once again, the legendary Zap Band are going to be at the Flashback Funk Fest this Sunday night at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory in Irvine. It's going to be a great show. And get your tickets. And if folks haven't seen a Zap Band show, give them the description real quick. Tell them what they might miss out on if they don't come to the show.
Well, I'm going to say
There you go. How much more bounce? More bounce to the ounce, more bounce to the pound.
Computer.
Man, this is going.
I want to be your man.
Don't miss. Look, you hear all them hits, right? You hear all them hits. Give me some more. Give me some more.
Let me see you moving on the dance floor, baby. I want to make you dance if you want me to now. Heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah.
And on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
baby. Hey, Zap, before you go, hit them with the last. Let's see. California.
Yeah, that's right. California.
Oh, yeah.
Males on the radio. Those have the party.
Yeah.
In the city of Tyler. In the city of
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it, man. This is going to be great, man. The Zap Band is going to be part of the Flashback Funk Fest this Sunday. Get your tickets to be in the building to see these guys do their thing live, man. You don't want to miss it. It's an incredible show, man. And once again, thank you so much, Terry and Lester, man. I really do appreciate y'all. Pardon me, Zap and Lester. Appreciate y'all. I don't want no RRS calling y'all. But I appreciate y'all giving me some of y'all time, man. And thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
God bless you. Thank you, Tyler. Love y'all. See y'all soon.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.